Stop.
Stop what you're doing. Here is another world famous prank call from Darren Wackhead Simpson. Exclusive to KFM Mornings.
Okay, this is a classic case of your past coming back to haunt you, although it's entirely fabricated.
Yes.
Okay, so this lady, she's got a boyfriend. She gives me all the details on the boyfriend, says, Darren, listen, this guy is extremely jealous.
Mm-hmm.
Extremely jealous boyfriend. I'm sure you've been there, Sherlyn Sips. Have you had a really jealous ex dude?
Ooh, I dated only one very, very jealous man. Yeah.
Mm.
It's not a vibe, eh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not too many jealous exes, I'm blessed to say.
Uh-huh.
Thank goodness. It doesn't sound pleasant.
Yeah. So, this guy is one of those guys where, like, she doesn't have a past, and everything she did in her past was uncouth, immoral, disgusting. All right. One of those guys. It's like, I'm the only one.
Uh-huh.
I'm the only one. There was no one before me. I don't want to know anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, well, there we go. Let's let him face reality. I'm the ex-boyfriend. I'm phoning in, and I've got a very specific request. Very, very specific request. And let me tell you, probably the worst request that a current boyfriend wants to hear about.
I'm nervous.
I could personally think of nothing worse. That's why I did this prank. Okay.
Roll the tape.
Strap in.
Hold on.
Okay.
Sean speaking, hello.
Hi, is that Sean Maria?
Yes.
Hi, Sean. You don't know me, man. My name is Craig. I'm calling you from Queensborough.
Okay.
You used to work back in the day at Checkout, eh?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I used to work at the Checkers Hyper with Jessica.
Okay.
Before you and her met, we used to go out, me and Jessica.
Who's speaking now?
It's Craig.
Craig.
You know, she just doesn't really answer my calls anymore, so I need something from her that she still kept.
And what's this?
It's a DVD.
Yeah, what DVD is this?
Well, it's a DVD that me and Jess made. You know.
Oh, is it now?
Yeah, and as much as I've tried to get her to give it back, she won't. You know, we were silly and we just one night and we thought, well, let's film it, and we made a DVD. I don't want it to get out there. I know she's got it. I don't even know if I've got a right number anymore.
I'm not even going to give you a number, so it doesn't really matter.
Ooh. How is she these days?
Yeah, she's very well. In fact, we're making better movies now.
I know she always likes doing that sort of thing.
Please stop f***ing around with me now.
Okay.
That's your issue. It's got nothing to do with me. And don't make it my problem, please.
No, it has got something to do with you, because you're the guy that picked up the baton from me.
How the f*** did you get my number in the face, sir, in the first place? And don't refer to Jessica as a baton. She's not. You're kid. If you want to speak to me, why don't you come and speak to me in person? And I'd like to see if you can speak to me like that.
Well, why don't I meet you at your house tonight, and then I can get my DVD?
What all means. Please, come. Please.
And maybe we can watch it and you can learn something. How to please her properly.
But you probably can't even please a puppy.
Yeah. You set your smart ass. I bet you could sit on a tub of ice cream and tell me what flavor it is.
Don't waste my time. You've got nothing else to say to me. I can see that you're a d***. You can't even speak.
I'm asking you for a favor. That's all I'm asking for.
Yeah, well, I don't do favors for kids.
Nah, you're just like a jealous freak. That's what you are.
What the f*** must I be jealous for, kid?
Listen here, let me give you a tip. Just learn from your parents' mistakes and use birth control. Okay? Yo. So now just get me the DVD. I'm going to give you my number right now.
I am too busy to run into my office to go and get a piece of paper and pen to write down your freaking number now.
Just make a mental note. Ah, sorry. I get it. You're out of paper.
I don't like to remember people's numbers that I don't need to. Thank you. Bye.
Did you? Yeah, he is very angry.
Yeah. He immediately tries to call Jessica, but she doesn't answer. But we call him back.
Hello.
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 What's he doing?
Now, God enough stress on my head to worry about your shit.
What is your problem?
Jessica, why is your phone off?
I don't understand what you're going on about before. What is your problem?
Hey, don't f***ing irritate me. Who's this f***ing person phoning me, telling me he's Greg, he worked with you in Checkers Hyper, he knows I was working in checkout, he slept with you and made movies and this, that and all that shit.
What are you talking about?
Don't ask me what I'm talking about. Don't act stupid.
Greg or Craig?
What?
What?
Craig or Greg?
Craig or Greg or whatever the f*** your name is.
How did you get your number? What? How did you get your number?
Hey, don't f***ing make me like a stupid. I got enough stress on my head to worry about your shit.
Yes, I made a tape. I got it. And so what?
Yo. Idiot. Sean speaking, hello?
Hey, Sean.
Yes?
It's Wackhead Simpson. How are you, buddy?
Oh, for f***ing sake. That's not lekker. I never thought you'd get me. And I listen to you every freaking morning, for f***ing sake. I love you, but you can get on my nerves sometimes, you know that.
Ah, yes.
I'm not sure, was he talking about you or his girlfriend at the end? I love you, but you get on my nerves.
Yeah, you're talking about the girlfriend, yeah, yeah.
I really wonder if that relationship lasted.
Sure, I'm yes, scared of course for that does. Woman. I'm scared for that man is scary.
Yeah. I mean, let's be honest, yeah. Would you like to get that call, Ramiz, Brad?
No.
I thought he was pretty reasonable.
Oh, shoo.
He's okay. Pretty level-headed kind of guy, you know?
Okay.